This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken met their South Korean counterparts in Seoul Wednesday to bolster a united front against an increasingly assertive China and the nuclear-armed North. The South is the second leg of the U.S. officials' inaugural overseas trip, and like their first stop, Japan, a leading security ally of the United States. The Biden administration is focused on rallying alliances with its key Asian partners to counter a rising China. Before leaving Tokyo, Secretary of State Blinken accused Beijing of acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad, citing its activities in the East and South China Seas and towards Taiwan. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on the defensive. The head of Homeland Security acknowledged the severity of the problem Tuesday, but insisted it's under control and said he won't revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. An official says U.S. authorities encountered nearly double the number of children traveling alone across the Mexican border in one day this week than on an average day last month. The administration is rushing to open temporary child holding facilities, while Republicans say it's all the Democrats' fault for easing the child expulsion rules and taking up other proposed changes. Yemen's Houthis expressed deep regret Wednesday over the deaths of dozens of migrants in a fire that a human rights group said started when the rebels fired projectiles into a detention center. A senior official in the rebel movement, which is locked in a six-year campaign against the internationally recognized government, said an investigation was underway. This is VOA News. Authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia say a 21-year-old man has been captured hours after eight people were killed in shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors. Authorities say Robert Aaron Lang of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in Crisp County Tuesday night. Crisp County is about 150 miles south of Atlanta. A just-released assessment by U.S. intelligence officials finds Russia and Iran, joined by a handful of other countries and groups, did seek to influence the outcome of the November 2020 presidential election. But the assessment also concludes that, despite repeated warnings by a number of top officials, China ultimately decided to sit it out. The declassified report is at U.S. intelligence community's final take on foreign meddling in the hotly contested race, in which then-presidential candidate Joe Biden defeated former President Donald Trump. It was issued Tuesday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The Kremlin said Wednesday it regretted the UK's decision to increase its nuclear arsenal after Britain unveiled plans to bolster its stockpile from 180 warheads to 260 by the end of the decade. Britain published a document Tuesday outlining a recalibration of its foreign policy that included the announcement to grow its nuclear arsenal, reversing a previous commitment to reduce its stockpile. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, "This decision harms international stability and strategic security," end quote. The UK's move is at odds with a recent agreement between Moscow and Washington. Violence has returned to Myanmar after demonstrators protesting last month's military coup held small, peaceful marches before dawn and avoided confrontations with security forces who have shot and killed scores of their countrymen in recent days. In the largest city of Yangon, where casualties have been the highest, police used rubber bullets against crowds in several neighborhoods. One man was reported to be shot and killed. Another killing was reported in the city of Kowloon in the northwestern Sagaing region. Wednesday, Pope Francis again called for an end to violence in Myanmar, referencing the nun who fell to her knees to beg armed police for mercy. During his weekly audience, he said, quote, "I too kneel on the streets of Myanmar," end quote, adding, quote, "I too extend my arms and say, let dialogue prevail, blood resolves nothing," end quote. The Pope has repeatedly called for an end to violence in Myanmar since the February 1st coup. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.